After picking up a couple strangers at a bus stop, it is the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast with your new host, still Jordan, and also...
I'm Tasia.
And I'm Ravina.
Wow, that's two people this time.
Yes, we got two.
You're getting more popular, huh?
Is this an upgrade or is this like a downgrade? I don't know.
I definitely think it's an upgrade, for sure an upgrade.
Positive attitude, I love it. So guys, welcome to Weird News. This is our first thing. Now, normally I just talk about weird news by myself and I go on what some would call rants and, tangents about things that are happening that I've seen that are weird. Tell us about yourself, right?
Well, my name is Ravina. I have a dog that looks just like Bagheera from The Jungle Book, and I'm Canadian.
Okay, I have a dog that looks like he's from The Jungle Book as well, and I'm also Canadian, so that's very interesting. A lot in common. What about you, Tasia?
Such a liar. I'm Tasia, and I'm from California, recently moved back from L.A., Canada, that would be amazing to go to. And I do have three dogs, but please. My dog's not as cool as hers because it's not from the jungle. So.
Really?
Definitely.
So one Jungle Book dog, one non-Jungle Book dog.
No, I have three dogs. They're just
three non-Jungle Book dogs. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's how you start a show. Yeah. We talk about dogs and Jungle Book. I've got a good feeling about this one. So how have you guys been today?
Today's been pretty good. It's been... a pretty slow morning. It started raining a little bit, so not too bad. Weather's changing. I guess the fall is definitely here, definitely about to come. Summer's over.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys really know anything about me, but you clearly do. We've known each other for years. I love the rain, and I've been so excited about it. And this is really kind of everything I've always wanted in life. I ran outside when I heard the rain was out, and I just stuck my tongue out and just waited for a drop. I'm ecstatic right now. I'm like a little kid.
Me and Ravina's faces, we're looking at him like, no.
You need to go to Raincouver, a.k.a. Vancouver. It rains all the time.
Is that how you say Vancouver?
It's
Vancouver?
Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Is that like how everyone there calls it?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Do you say like, instead of saying about, like a boot? Like,
no, I say about. Differently? But I think the main difference, like my husband always points out, is I say bag.
Big.
What is that?
Bag. Like my bag.
Oh, like
your
a bag.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
That's so...
And then I'm we go fan. High at the end of sentences. Like we always need approval with our questions. We'd be like, you like that, right?
Do you
always say right at the end of our sentences.
Do you say sorry a lot?
Sorry, yeah.
Do you like go, oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's a thing too.
Yeah, I do sometimes.
You're not the first Canadian I've met. Okay.
Yeah, we're pretty unique. Yeah,
broad.
I'm like, really paying attention to you saying those words.
Yeah, no, that's. I'm just gonna be listening to every possible way you could slip up. That's gonna be the whole point of my show right now.
Okay, sounds good.
So I guess we can talk about weird news. That's really kind of why people are here, right?
Or definitely would like to hear
just talk about
weird.
Dogs some more. Actually, this is dog related, right? This is okay.
Mm-hmm,
so
yes.
A Chinese billionaire. We all know a guy.
Yes, and.
The story's got me feeling some type of way, let me tell
you. Seriously, because this is not a cheap item to be buying at all for your dog, so.
What, the iPhone?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're...
Sorry.
So he bought 8 iPhone 7Ss for his dog.
7S.
The son of a Chinese billionaire.
That's so cool to me. Like, are you guys frustrated with that? I feel like you can either be mad about it or like, nice.
No, I'm just upset because I want to know what the dog is going to be able to do with those phones. Is he going to eat them? Is he going to chew on them? I mean, they're pretty waterproof, so it's not like his slob is going to mess them up.
So you think that they're like dog chew toys?
No, I don't. I don't think that he should give them to his dog.
I think it's cool. Like, if we're being honest, what he's doing, and which is what I would definitely do, if I've invited someone to my house and I'm like, here, name any food you want. I'll just press this button and the food will come out of that box. Oh, check this out. Even my dog has 8 iPhone 7Ss. Like, I feel like this is just part of his bragging. Like,
definitely.
This goes in the line of golden limousine or... that box that makes all the food come out that you want. I think I just made that up, or that might have been a dream I had. But
yeah, the dog doesn't really look like he cares. He's like, give me a treat.
No, yeah, he's not. He's not in this for like the iPhones. He's definitely clearly just.
They're just like so Jenga set up next to him, and he's like wants them to move because wants to lay down. Like they're not. He's not amused by these phones. I'm sure the guy is just going to use them himself and have a different phone in every place so he never loses them. And just to show how rich he is to have that many phones.
Yeah, this is weird. Like, why don't you go feed some children or donate the money or donate the phones?
Well, you buy your dog some dog treats so he can actually
buy him dog food. He looks hungry.
He's just not that kind of rich guy, you know? We've got so many rich guy kind of types, you know? You've got the guys that bring the family fun-size bars to Halloween or the guys that bring, like, you know, toothbrushes. He's the kind of guy that's, he's a jerk with the money, which isn't, it's fine. I've seen so many rich guy jerks. At least he's doing it differently, right?
So at least I'm,
Well, he's spoiling his dog instead of a baby mama
people
or something.
People love his, well, maybe he doesn't have a baby mama to spoil, you know?
That's
but
true.
People do love their dogs. I see he even gave his dog the iPhone, the iWatches. To wear on the dog's wrist,
yes,
and ankles. So I wonder, does he have like four of them for every ankle, or just two for the front ones?
There's so many things about this I really enjoy. Like I can understand being upset about it. Like once again, if you guys are like, that's not fair, that's fine.
And I don't have an iPhone
7. I don't have an iWatch. I don't have an iPhone 7. I've got a really really crappy iPhone. But on the other hand, that's so fun to look at. Like he's just got little iPhone watch paws.
It could work really well if that dog was really trained and knew, like, say if a message or something popped up on the iWatch and the dog was, like, walking.
Then I don't even want that. Something. I don't. I want this dog to just, like, look almost uncomfortable, and I want him to have, like, 15 different animals just filled with, like, the nicest things that you could never own. That is an interesting kind of rich. Like, just Prada bag, like, around a goat. Just stuff like that. No?
No.
Not a fan.
I think that somebody else could use it, for sure.
You could donate starting
especially
right here.
Especially Prada bag. I would love that.
No, I'd rather the goat have it, if we're being honest. That sounds like a nice scenario for me.
But maybe this is going to be, like, the next thing, right, where they develop an iPhone or, like, iWatch for dogs to put on their paws. Have you guys heard of that new thing that's come out where you can FaceTime your pet while you're at work? And it hooks up to the wall, and it can actually dispense treats.
That's really?
So through your phone, you can dispense a treat for your dog. You can see on the camera what your dog's doing.
I like that. Because when I leave my home, I'm definitely
like you're missing your dog.
Dogs.
You're wondering what they're doing. It's a genius idea. But so maybe, yeah, with the Apple Watches, because you can answer phone calls. What if the owner's instructing his dog what to do?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if the dog really does know how to, like, do something?
You know, whatever you
don't know.
When you said that was the new thing, I just kind of assumed you meant, like, maybe rich people are going to be buying nice things we can never afford for their animals.
For sure.
Just to rub it in, right?
What's wrong with me? Why, that's the thing I want. I don't even want the pet thing. I just genuinely want rich people to be bigger jerks. Like, it's funnier to me that way.
Well, hopefully they'll have to pay bigger taxes.
It's almost self-deprecating, right, if I can't afford it. I don't know. I'm going to get off it because, honestly, I could rant about...
Yeah, we can go on
I'm feeling guilty now,
day,
like I'm not doing enough for my dog. He just got a Costco treat this morning and
my
he's
dog
happy.
Even have a,
they should take
I don't
him
want
away
him to see
from
this
you,
picture.
Costco treat?
Yeah, they're actually really good.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. He's got
dogs, I've had them. They're pretty good.
My dog's like 125 pounds. He eats a lot.
Yeah?
So he's going to get a Costco treat. He ain't getting no Prada
it's
treat.
A big dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's fine. I've seen the picture. He's a nice dog. I understand.
You haven't even met him yet.
Good feeling about the dog. So can we talk about the Australian thing?
Definitely.
Would that be okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is also one of those favorite things I like where, I can just go ahead and say, and you can just have your own judgment for it.
Mm-hmm.
So China is very polluted air-wise, so I've been told. I haven't been there a lot or, you know, specifically I haven't been there at all ever. But they have this new way to fix that, a new way that's going to take care of everything. It's fresh air straight out of Australia. So you can buy canned Australian air and hook it up to a breather and just breathe it in as you go out.
How are they even going to import that?
They just bottle the air or they can the air and you just hook it up almost like oxygen tank and just bring it around so you don't
and
have to
smell.
And
then you just open it and it just goes back into
Why?
The air?
Yeah,
Why
there's a
Australian
tube that connects
air?
To it. It looks like a sleep apnea thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
Just a breather. You just hook it up and you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the fighter pilot kind of thing.
Oh, so like you're literally breathing in the air just yourself, like as if you were at the hospital with
oh,
a
I thought
breather
you were meant-
on.
Yeah, okay, but walking around. Yeah, just... Just a mobile for fresh air. And they have like four different flavors.
Oh, flavors.
Yeah, like oh, flavors.
They I like the flavor
the
idea.
They have a beach one.
I'm feeling the flavors.
I'd kind of be
That's
a fan
so
of it.
Interesting. I don't even know what to think of that.
Yeah, what do you... Is I kind of think of it as like an inhaler type of thing.
That sounds like hookah or something.
It does, honestly. I feel like that's what
but
they're
like
doing.
But like reverse because it's you're
air
going for healthier.
And not smoke.
I mean, yeah.
Like
how
you
healthy
said,
can
I don't understand
be,
how you they would package... I mean, uh-huh. helium is air, a type of air, technically, yeah. but like
but
the way
like
they
would
package it.
But I feel like
there
must be like some kind of chemical in it to make the smell consistent mm-hmm. and like a bad.
I think what they like do is just like, it's not even for the smell. It's just that you're supposed to get like the health of fresh air because you're not by it. You're in like smoggy city.
But how fresh is this
yeah,
fresh
that's
air
like
that's
well, that's another thing, though. Like it's from China.
Flavored.
Like I've seen a lot of weird products that don't seem like.
Oh,
they have any practical use
they can
other
sell
than, like,
anything in China.
Yeah.
You
can.
Think so?
I
would probably buy it.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Would you buy it in China or would you buy it now?
Maybe in China or here. Honestly, the air in California is not that great either. Sorry.
Depending on where you are.
Yeah, no. I've seen some good air spots here. You yeah. know, if you go far enough where I live.
Yeah, you can get... It depends. Like, coming from Northern California, you can't even see the stars outside when you look up. And then coming to, like, no, I mean...
From
like,
Southern,
Southern California.
Yeah,
Southern,
it's
from
so
Southern to
there.
Northern, yeah, mm-hmm. you can see the stars in Northern, but you can't see them in Southern. Like, it's not... There's nothing there.
Yeah, and I feel like Australian air would really kind of fix the star problem. I mean, I'm no scientist, but to me, that's... When we get down to brass tacks,
yeah, China's
Australians
gonna get to
see
their
air all the time.
They're going to see their stars now. But what I'm not understanding is... How is this air that you're, and like you said, you're just getting fresh air and it's some healthy, but you're just still breathing in normal air when you take that off. It's not.
Yeah, maybe.
You're just
going to
get a nice smell in your nose is what I think.
I feel like it's one of those things where placebo effect where like, oh, I'm smelling canned Australian air. Now I can continue my day.
Yeah.
Without any problem whatsoever.
Like it could be the new fad or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if they're going to... transition this instead of it just being air into some type of like hygiene thing since Japan needs some help over there.
Oh my god, yeah, nice segue. When we come back from this commercial break, we'll be talking about Japan's problems. Not all of them, just a couple.
Just a couple problems.
See you guys soon.
Are you looking for help for your fantasy football team? Check out the GSMC Fantasy Football Podcast. Get today's best advice on who to start, who to sit, even who you should draft. From sleeper picks to red-hot lineups, they got it all covered for you. That's gsmcpodcast.com/fantasy-football-podcast. We'll cover traditional leagues, dynasty, PPR, even IDP leagues. When you need fantasy help, there's just one show to hit up. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And welcome back to GSMC Weird News. How are you?
That was weird.
That's the prompt. Now we all say hey at the same time and we
hey,
just
hey, how's it going?
You guys are good. It took me like a month to get that one down. It was a lot of failed attempts. Okay, so we were just talking about Australian air.
Definitely.
And we can jump into Japan and it's smell harassment lawsuits or smell harassments.
Yes, so Japan has like a firm hygiene problem, apparently, to where people are being harassed with lawsuits. Are they actually getting lawsuits or just complaints?
I think they're just getting a lot of complaints, but enough to hold seminars on how to not smell bad.
Yeah.
They have a lot of spare time on their hands.
No, actually, there's a lot of different harassments. There's also karaoke harassments and alcohol
no.
harassments.
I agree with the karaoke because you can't be too loud. People.
No. It's making someone really? Go up and do the karaoke. Like, I felt pressured because he was like, make me do karaoke at this party. Or he they pressured me to
support?
Drink.
Maybe that's why.
I think it's just like one of those complaints that doesn't leave the office. It's not like
that's
sexual
probably why
harassment.
They're complaining about the smell because, you know, now people are coming too close to me trying to make me do things. And now they're complaining that I smell.
So now, like, you're.
To keep
you're,
that bubble
it's
up.
It's one
yeah,
thing
you know?
To come close to me and ask me to
like,
do something.
I just said you did something wrong to me. So now, well, you offended me. So I, you know, that whole push for pull.
Yeah, so, by the way, you don't like my singing. You smell god-awful.
Yeah, you yeah. smell, so sorry.
That's a weird up the ante thing to try to, like, constantly raise the stakes on who's more of a jerk.
Yeah. I also think one of the reasons that they make that such a problem is because if you've seen the space and confined spaces are so tight. In those
Tasia's about to say what she thinks about the Japanese.
No, it's not that what I think. It's just what you literally what you see and portray. Like anything that you've ever watched on TV Japan, just the streets, the subways, everything. There's so many people everywhere. Even me personally, when you come into contact with different cultures, their personal space isn't the same bubble as I personally would think because.
Well, what's your personal space? Like 5 feet or?
No, you know, like an arm length.
Like, this
you know,
is good,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, like eye level. We're having this conversation
that's nice.
Side by side. We don't need to be shoulder to shoulder.
Okay, so you're not like a distant person. You've got normal.
Normal.
You've got an American
exactly.
personal
so
space.
So where if I was to smell you, I can't really smell you, you know, like your hygiene. Because
yeah.
there's a legit job in Japan where people are used
so
to
interested.
Push... They're used to push everybody into subway carts so that as many people can fit in as possible. Even if the door is not closing, you're going to get pushed in. There's like pictures of like these men like holding the doors and like all these people are getting pushed in. I think that's one of the reasons why they
what
don't want people
to
smell. You're standing
to like...
too close to everyone.
to push people into the train.
Yeah. You're standing at the subway station. That's your job. You push them in.
I feel like that's a bad job to like have because you just have to touch people like that you don't want to touch just
yeah.
to get them in. At the same time, awful job to just have in general. At least give them like a poking rod or something.
No, you're touching
like,
them with your
electric.
Hands.
I'm yeah.
not sure if they have gloves, so that's probably why, you know, the hygiene problem is
maybe it's BYOG. Bring your own gloves kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe people were just like a lot of people on the train were complaining that they don't like it so congested because people smell and they're like, we're going to stop that issue right now. Y'all
no
are still getting
smell.
In the train.
That's true. Yeah.
So wait, their idea
to
of fixing the train problem was just to push them in. It's like a force thing.
And they can't use smell as an excuse because now everybody has to smell great.
Yeah. It's like that reminds me like my brother. He was just talking about him at football practice and it's a room full of a whole bunch of boys and they're all working out and sweating and there's no air conditioner. You can't
Yuck.
Move. But like you don't want to be in the train feeling like everybody's in the room working out and sweating. Like you wanna be in the train with you wanna be able to breathe that Australian fresh air. You don't want everyone to walk around with, you know, their little
Oh yeah, thank you. By the way, this episode is brought to you by Australian Fresh Air. Now comes in canned and bottle. Even
yes.
tap if you're in the San Francisco area. So.
Different flavors as well. Strawberry, mango, pineapple.
We have to plug that in 4 more times before the show's over. I'm sorry. It was a really crappy advertisement. We got a bad deal out of this. The next 15 episodes.
They
gotta...
didn't send me, you know, as good quality air as I expected. So, you know, we got to.
Yeah, offer code weird. So there's smell harassments. There's karaoke harassments. There's. No tangents today. There's karaoke drinking. Do you think that it's like a complaining thing? Like, do you think that it's valid or do you think it's just like complain happy, you know?
I think it's complain valid because me personally, if I'm going to have to be in a closed space like this room, if we were in here and the room was literally full with everybody and you were shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
I don't want you to smell.
At least smell good.
At least smell good.
Well, that's reasonable.
Smell clean. Don't smell like onions or fish or any of the sort.
It's just like a common courtesy, I feel.
It is.
You
it
just
is.
Need to just like, smell nice. And like I always carry, you're going to judge me first. I always carry hand sanitizer, a scenty lotion, and a perfume.
I don't think I was going to judge you for that. That was actually, that's a normal one.
No, you're going to judge me for this part. Because before I've been on the train and I've literally took my perfume out and sprayed it.
Just sprayed you, at somebody?
No,
did you spray
at,
somebody?
No.
Air.
Yeah, just in my bubble.
Okay, because you have to clarify. That's such a big, like, I would judge you for that.
No, I would never spray perfume on somebody because I could probably accidentally spray it in their eye or something. But just around my space.
Yeah.
Or even at school, if I feel like, I'll just spray it on my backpack so I know my space is nice. Or I'll put on lotion.
I don't judge you for that. Because
that's totally reasonable.
It's going to keep your area fresh.
I need my area
You're
fresh.
You're not going to let somebody else's... You know, smells come into your bubble.
So maybe if the people in Japan did that, you know,
I don't think there's enough room. They're being pushed into those carts.
Yeah, actually, they don't have a personal space bubble.
Well, I don't know. I feel like we can fairly say we don't know nearly enough about Japan.
I don't know anything. I've never been.
But from what I'm hearing, no, that sounds awful. Like, from what I'm hearing secondhand without Googling, checking, it sounds like it's really crowded there.
That's rude to push people, like to squish you in the cart. Like, what if I didn't want to, what if I decided not to go in because there was too many people and I just got pushed in? What if I wanted to, like, take a different route?
It sounds more like a China thing to me.
They don't want people getting late for work, guys. It's not America. Can't just stroll in whenever, right? They're like, you have to be there at 7:30. Everybody's
there at
7:30.
Yeah, you can't be fashionably late there. I respect that.
They're gonna say the guy pushed you in the train.
That phrase either, fashionably late. I'm sure.
Yeah. No, I doubt it. No, I feel like only like four people say that.
Fashionably late.
Yeah.
It's better to be on time. I think, you know, be punctual. Be a good person.
I think so. That's a perfect way to go to a commercial break, by the way. Be a good person. We'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And we are back. I'm Tasia.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ravina.
And this is Weird News.
You know, I love the music. It just kind of really makes me feel like, yeah, we're in it
we're
right
in
now.
We're in it. We're going, you know. We're getting that.
It's game time.
For reals.
Mm-hmm. It's game time.
Yes, definitely.
So you were going to tell us about werewolves or something?
Yes. Werewolves are real, you guys. Did you know? And the reason why they're real is because there's an actual disease, and it's called hypertrichosis, if I'm saying that correctly, I believe.
That sounds perfect to me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know the difference.
Those disease where some of those words are.
You're
going to
find out how bad we are at pronouncing things on the show.
Man, if you look up certain words that are like people that are have paranoias and stuff, those are some long words, man. Yeah. Anyways, so back to the werewolf, man. He is actually real, and it's a real diagnosis that it's not necessarily genetic. It can also come up to be if you take different antibiotics or you're exposed to different steroids at a young age, where you will develop an excess amount of hair growing all over your face. And the most extreme cases is when it grows all over your body. And that is why they come up with the werewolf man. And if you've seen in different movies and stuff like that, sometimes he doesn't have hair everywhere. Sometimes it's like along his back or in all those areas where your bones seem to be more protruded. And I just thought it was really interesting and cool because they grow mostly on their cheeks and their forearms and their hands, so like their extremities.
Yeah, no, there's a full head of hair. And by head, I mean like face as well.
Exactly, some full. And I saw some pictures of these little babies, and it was like a little, like literally an infant of like full hair. It was so cute, like a little, it's so sad. It's mean to say like a little dog, but you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it
is. It's a werewolf, you know, like the from the dog family. Well, she was so cute, little baby with the werewolf.
Family. I've actually, like, I've seen this. I remember reading about this growing up as a kid because of the Ripley's Believe It or Not stuff or the
Yeah, I remember seeing those two brothers with this disease, I guess, with the hairy faces. I remember seeing them when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
They were huge.
I was always really interested in it, but also I kind of felt like bummed out. It was kind of like that thing, you know, that story where they found those people that were quadrupedic, where they're walking around on all fours and hands too.
Oh yes, and they were in the forest or something like that.
Yeah, and they were like, kind of like, is this a missing link kind of thing? Do they hold the key to the DNA? That's what I always thought. You guys remember those two stories?
You know, our DNA, like in one person, is long enough to wrap around Pluto and the Sun back 17 times.
How much do you think? I saw that actually.
17 times. I was like in one person. Just one? Like, it's in me?
Where did you see that? Did I see that this week, too? Because I remember just seeing that.
My brother is very into watching, like, weird documentaries and, like,
oh, so that was, like, a doc thing?
So, like, we were, like, watching it together, definitely.
I'm going to have to get the name of that.
Yeah, that on top of, he also found out that there is a country right outside of Madagascar that they are still 5,000 years behind us. And anyone that's tried to fly over them, go get in contact with any of those people, they will try to kill you because they're still in caveman times. And they
don't know who you are, what
you are. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't remember what the country's called, but it's right outside of Madagascar in Africa. And they are 5,000 years behind. So they...
5,000? 5, like, not even 2,000.
5,000. Like, they... are in the caveman times.
And imagine, like, if the kids ever, like, want to venture off and see what else is out there, they still think the earth is flat.
They don't know.
And that they can...
I don't even know if the concept of flat, like, there's just, like, a land that they live in, right? Like, didn't, like, flat come after fire, or...
They... I'm sure they have fire, because even when we were looking at it, they were saying people were trying to fly above, and they were living, and... they would throw stuff and, like, try to kill you and try to attack you for being on their land. So they're very protective and, you know, in that caveman lifestyle.
I don't think I've ever been so interested in anything.
They have a language of their own, I'm sure, but not anything that we can understand.
Wow, like, you never hear about this kind of stuff.
I really hope it's real. Like,
no, it's real.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go research this. Yeah. It's really interesting.
I hope it's real.
That's so interesting. Well, it's okay. We're just on, like, a recorded podcast. Yeah. No pressure.
No, it was real. It was definitely real that I researched
it. I believe you saw the country.
I just need to find the country. Next time, I'm going to tell you guys what this country is.
I'm holding you to this because I'm genuinely interested in this.
But I bet there's not, like, tons and tons of information on it, because how would you collect it? Unless you want a fireball thrown at you.
Unless you want to die, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Like, satellites, right? Can you just get a telescope or just kind of...
Somebody should go with a GoPro helmet on and record everything and then just, like, sacrifice.
Just stick it
themselves.
On a fish.
Sacrifice. I feel like there's an easier way to do this, right? Can't we just put a drone...
With all the military power right. And everything, we should, like, sacrifice. We could get on this island if we really wanted to, but why aren't we?
Maybe because it's not real. We don't know yet. We've only... We haven't researched it.
I think because it would just take too much war on this little country, you know, to just find out about them. You're going to attack them.
I think some drones would do well.
You know, GoPro actually makes drones now.
Really?
Yeah.
I auditioned for a GoPro commercial. My husband actually works at GoPro.
That's cool.
Did you get the commercial?
No, I did not.
But you have somebody that's working behind the scenes.
I know. Yeah, he works in the warehouse, but it's super cool because, the drone's coming out and you get to, like,
my brother's into
I don't think that they've seen it yet, but it's like it's in the works.
I was trying to look online for it last night.
Yeah, it's not released.
It's not even showing what it looks like yet, but yeah.
That's going to be pretty cool. So it's happening.
So they should use one of those. And
could you get me a GoPro? Like,
yeah,
you have
the
hookup?
I still don't have a GoPro, but.
Oh, he's slacking. He got the discount and he can't get you one.
Our dog has one.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Vader has a GoPro.
My brother actually has a harness for my dog to wear the GoPro at the river.
Oh my gosh. I did that one time and me and my dog both got hit by a wave and I lost my iPhone.
Really? And GoPro didn't help at all?
See, if they took the GoPro and an iPhone to that country, people would maybe not be so scared anymore.
Do we put the GoPro on and then show them the iPhone? Like,
no, you put the GoPro on the drone. Okay. And then the iPhone is connected so that we can FaceTime them.
Quick, call NASA. I think we have an idea. It sounds very solid.
Obviously, they've thought of this, guys. There's a reason why they don't want us knowing about it, right?
Yeah, they but were not you can't, that country, clearly.
I'm sure the government can.
I'm going to tell you guys what it's called next time.
Okay. All right. Next episode.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Holding you to it.
Maybe we'll have one of them as a special guest if we can get them out to California.
So we talked about werewolves and countries that we don't know if they exist for sure, for like a positive on it. But if we do, we're going to get some GoPros and iPhones to them immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're going to swim over in our raft, like Lost style.
We just got to hop over from Madagascar, you know?
I get in the show like that. Yeah, I feel good on my conscience. That's the way to end something. Well, I had a lot of fun today, guys. This has been just a really good time.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll see you guys next episode.
Yeah. I hope you'll see us next episode.
I'll be here.
I will be here for sure. I'm not sure about you, Jordan.
Absolutely not. I'm hanging on by a thread. Good. I don't know if you guys know
he's
that.
He's going to be outside doing the rain dance.
In his
glasses. Because he's so happy it rained.
I just smiled. So
sunglasses in the rain. Yeah. Sunglasses in the rain.
Well, if you guys liked us, you can check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. There's so many of them. Hold on. I had it written down somewhere. GSMCpodcast.com. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and also have a great day, okay? Do you guys want to say anything? Do you want to plug in your GoPro warehouse or your dog?
No, but they should definitely make sure they subscribe on all channels.
All channels, yeah. Just get us all across the board where you just
keep
get sick
lost.
Of hearing us.
All across the board.
All right. In the meantime, have a good day.
Yes, this is Weird News.